2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports. Let's check in on the Cougar Sports Saturday poll. What change would you like to see most tonight versus Boise State? And 57% of you, last I checked, refreshing the poll here, down to 54% now, say blitz the quarterback. And right behind that is different play calling at 30%. You can chime in on Twitter as well. One person says none, because BYU doesn't make adjustments, one of their selections.
Wow. Some salty fans out there, but hey, I get it. You're upset, Cougar fans. I totally understand where you're at, because, man, the way BYU's playing as of late, it's just like, really? Come on now. I mean, because injuries are one thing. Yes. That's fair. It's a fair criticism. It's happened, but every team gets them. Tough schedule. Yes, 11th toughest schedule in the country, but Toledo and South Florida. We're not talking about the South Florida team from 12 years ago when it's like the number two team in the country. This was a low-life South Florida team that hadn't beaten an FBS team not named UConn in about 18 months. BYU lost to them, so that's a lot of frustration there.
Oh, yeah, and I can relate. I mean, me and Mitch, we talk a lot of football on the show and a lot of football off the show, and believe me, I think all of BYU right now, there's some frustration. But we want to take a quick and momentary pause from previewing the Boise State and BYU game. We want to look back at the first half of the football season with some helmet stickers.
Cougar Sports Saturday helmet stickers. Which Cougars were the best of the best this week? Mitch and Matt dish out the helmet stickers to the Cougars' top performers.
All right, so I'm going to start things off, Mitch, with my offensive helmet sticker. And I also, honorable mention, that if Tyson Williams was still healthy, and I got to give Dallin credit to this because he was on board before the season began about how good Tyson would be, I would be giving my sticker to Tyson Williams, but I just can't do it because he's not healthy right now. So I'm going to give my helmet sticker to Matt Bushman, tied on the team with 23 receptions. Just get him the ball some more, please.
Yeah, every single week we'll be giving out helmet stickers, usually recapping the previous week. But like you said, this week we're bringing out this segment for the first time here on the show and just kind of looking back at the first 6 weeks. I'm going to go with Tyson. I feel like he is still the best guy to this point. I mean, he is the reason, I think, for those two wins against USC, against Tennessee. It's not a coincidence that a month ago, when he goes down, BYU has since not won a game. I don't think there's any coincidence there. I think Tyson was a huge reason for BYU's victories. And without him, this is an 0-6 football team. I really believe that. And getting him in the portal was huge. And he's a leader in a lot of statistical categories still. So I'm going to go Tyson, offensive MVP. I hope and pray the NCAA does him a solid and gives him a medical hardship, because, man, I can get excited about the thought of Tyson back in 2020.
Oh, man.
Zach Wilson, that dang Zoob is getting too excited again. He's going to say it's a national title. No, I like the prospects of a Tyson Williams backfill with Zach Wilson one more time next year. Hopefully it works out for him.
There's no doubt with Tyson Williams, and this might be a crazy thing to say, but I do believe this. I think he is the most talented running back to ever play for BYU.
Wow. More than, even better than Jamal Williams?
Better than Jamal.
Harvey Unga?
I think he's more explosive than Jamal. I think he had a better all-around game. Jamal was phenomenal. I'm not taking anything away from Jamal, but Tyson, that was a different dude for BYU. I think you're totally right. If he was still playing, I think it would be different. All right, next helmet sticker. You want to go with a defensive sticker here?
I'll start things with the defensive side. I'm going to go with Dion Gunwoloku. I think him being out last week highlighted his importance to this defense. He just makes plays. He's always around the ball. Whenever there's a loose ball, Dion finds a way to get in the fray. So I'm going to go with Dion Gunwoloku, who this week, expect him to be at safety instead of cornerback this week tonight against Boise State. He's back from injury with that hamstring. Look for him, though, to be making a switch over from corner to safety tonight against Boise State. But my first half of the season MVP on the defensive side goes to Dion.
I don't know if I love that that position change, but maybe that's a conversation for later. But
a little bit later in the show.
For me, I'm cutting my defensive sticker in half. I'm giving half of it to Kavika Fanua and half of it to Peyton Wilgar. They are leading the team in tackles. Wilgar leads the team in interceptions. This was a position that we weren't sure if anyone was going to emerge and be a legitimate playmaker for this defense. And lo and behold, I think the linebackers have been the strength of this defense 6 weeks into the season. So a big tip of the cap to those guys.
And what's amazing, I remember you and I were at fall camp, and Isaiah Kafusi, when we asked him, you know, how are things shaping up at that inside linebacker position, he said, guys, don't worry. That's going to be a strength of the defense. And I thought to myself, well, that's being positive. Good for Isaiah. Like, you know, rightfully so. But there's no one that's really going to be taking the lead here. But, hey, we should have trusted Isaiah. I mean, that guy was right, because you're right. That group has really stepped up, and they've had injuries. You know, Zane Anderson's went down as an outside linebacker, but the young guys in that linebacking room have really stepped up to where now, as Cougar fans, you got to get excited about Wilgar's only a freshman, and he's already performing the way he is. It's really exciting to see.
And we haven't seen we've obviously seen Isaiah Kafusi, but we haven't seen Jackson Kafusi in quite some time. Maybe we'll see him this week again. He was another dude who's been good, not quite to the production of Fanua and Wilgar, but that group as a whole has been outstanding. All right. For me, my special teams sticker, no surprise here. It is Jake Oldroyd, 13 made field goals on the year, tied for second in the country. He's missed a few recently, but he has been rock solid. And for the first time in a long time, Mitch, BYU has a true weapon from that 45 to 53 range.
You still believing in Jake, though?
I still believe.
Because, I mean, he missed a big one last week
again.
That
was a huge miss. And we're not going to do this for last week's game, but the special teams is probably the biggest portion of blame for last week's loss. I mean, he makes that field goal, they're down one, and then they can kick a field goal getting back in the red zone. But yes, I still believe in Jake. I think he's got the confidence, and I expect him to bounce back.
It's hard to go against him, because still, makes a 51-yarder, makes a 54-yarder. This guy can make it from probably 55 in. I mean, he's been pretty close, almost as close to automatic as a BYU kicker could realistically be over the last, 15 years since, Matt Payne was around? And so, Oldroyd has done a solid job. For me, I'm going to go with Aleva Hifo. I thought Hifo the last couple weeks, he's really taken on a kind of spotlight role in that return game and given life to a return game that was non-existent. I remember in the Toledo game, the announcer going, one of the best punt returners in the country. I'm thinking, he hasn't really averaged anything yet, but the last 2 weeks, he's been really good, where he's been one of the top 25 in the country. So, Aleva Heath, I'm going to give him the nod in the special teams.
I will add one more thing about Jake before we go to break. Can we remember this dude hasn't played in that many games? I mean, we expect him to be perfect. Isn't he a freshman?
Redshirt freshman.
He's played in 8 games? I mean, 9, I guess if you count a little bit of the UCLA. I mean, dude is just barely coming on the scene, and he's one of the better kickers in college football. I think we're in good hands with Jake Oldroyd.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think the criticisms that people have dished out to him the last 2 weeks, not fair. I think Oldroyd, I still can trust that guy to make a big kick when the game is on the line. But we've got to take a break, though. On the other side, BYU safety Austin Lee going to be joining the program, previewing tonight's game against the Boise State Broncos. This is Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.